A recent study finds that acupressure, a traditional Chinese medicine technique, can improve chronic pain symptoms in the lower back. Joining us now to tell us more is Dr. Susanna Zick, co-director for the Integrative Family Medicine Program at the University of Michigan. Welcome, Dr. Zick.
Well, hello.
Thank you very much for being here today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Really appreciate it. Well, when I read this news release, I was really intrigued because I know so many folks who struggle with lower back pain and wanted to learn more about it. So first of all, what is acupressure?
So acupressure is when you use your finger or thumb, or you can sometimes use other parts of your body, like an elbow, to apply pressure on specific points on your body in a kind of a circular motion to decrease symptoms or improve your health. And these points on your body are exactly the same points as people might know for acupuncture, which is part of traditional Chinese medicine, where you have these points that are considered points where you can increase someone's energy flow through the body. People often have heard the term qi. And so this is to increase the flow of qi or decrease it if you have too much. That's kind of the traditional Chinese medicine perspective.
Okay. And why did you decide to study its effect on back pain? How did that come about?
Yeah, so we had been studying this in cancer survivors for about 10 years. And it turns out cancer survivors have a lot of chronic pain, including chronic back pain, more so than the general population. And when we actually did this for fatigue in that population, we found that their pain levels went down significantly and often in a clinically meaningful fashion. So like 30% of their pain would go away, and we were pretty surprised. And so we partnered with our colleagues who do research in lower back pain and said, hey, maybe this would be helpful for them as well. And that's how we decided that we would want to look at it in that group of people.
Yeah, well, that sounds very promising. So
yeah.
Describe the study for us.
So we had three different groups. One group, which was the control group, was usual care. So they received whatever their healthcare provider told them to do, like a medication, for instance. And the other two groups received acupressure. And this was acupressure we taught them to do on themselves. One group got what we called relaxing acupressure, and one group got what we called stimulating acupressure. And they would do these particular groups of points once a day for 6 weeks on themselves.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And how does a person do acupressure on themselves? Is it hard to learn? Can you describe it?
Sure, certainly. Well, first, it is not hard to learn at all. It took people about 15 minutes to learn how to do their set of points. So the stimulating and the relaxing were different sets of points on their body. And we would just have one of our research staff actually sit down with a picture and show them where the points were on their body. We would show them how to actually stimulate the points, so how much pressure, and then to go in like a circular fashion, which is a clockwise or counterclockwise fashion. And that's up to them. And so we would show them all that, and they would have a little reference sheet that they had. We also had a little video that they could go and watch a person doing their particular sets of points if they were interested. So pretty much after those 15 minutes, people didn't need any particular help. When we actually tested them to see how well they did the points, they were doing really well and got about a score of 90%, as we could say, right, of how well they were doing it. We would ask them, like, you know, do you know where the point is, how long you're supposed to stimulate it, and how you're supposed to stimulate it? So they knew it very well, yeah.
Wow, that's great. And yeah. Is that one of those things where when you press it, you can actually feel it in the part of the body you're supposed to be affecting, or are you just taking that on faith?
So you can generally feel it in that part of your body. So these acupoints, where people put acupuncture needles or you do acupressure, are places that are really close to nerves often. And when you push on them, you will feel tingling, maybe a slight little bit of pain, heat, or warmth. Most of the time, people would feel that. And actually, we encourage them to put enough pressure so that they did feel that. And that sensation is actually known in traditional Chinese medicine as de qi, or a qi sensation. And so, yeah, people were encouraged and often did feel that when they pressed on the correct point.
Huh. Well, that's good. And then I suppose then it gave them immediate feedback that they were doing it properly.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So how did the study turn out? How did the different groups feel after this?
The two different groups, so both of the acupressure groups, the stimulating and the relaxing acupressure, they both had a significant decrease in their lower back pain. And by a significant decrease, they had about 30 to 35% less pain than when they started the study at the end of the 6 weeks. So they were pretty happy about that. There wasn't any difference between the two types of acupressure for pain, but this was compared to usual care. So the usual care people pretty much stayed the same. They had the same amount of pain at the beginning and the end of the study as compared to the acupressure groups, and the acupressure groups are the ones that had the decreased pain.
Mm-hmm.
And then we measured quite a number of other outcomes as well, like sleep and fatigue, and also how well they could function, like how far they could walk in 6 minutes. It's a very common test. That people can do to see whether or not things like strength and balance and your ability to just do daily living tasks are impacted.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah. And those were affected positively as well?
So the fatigue was impacted positively. Fatigue improved about 25%, but only interestingly enough for the stimulating acupressure group, but not in the relaxing acupressure group.
Hmm.
And they also had significant improvements in their ability to walk for 6 minutes. So they could walk further in 6 minutes than at the beginning of the study in the acupressure group.
Mm-hmm. If you just joined us, we're speaking with Dr. Susanna Zick. She's the co-director for the Integrative Family Medicine Program at the University of Michigan. And we're talking with her about a recent study that they did, finding that acupressure can help improve chronic pain symptoms in the lower back. Well, Susie, what would the next steps in researching this be? I assume that it would need to be replicated again or tried on a wider sample, or how does that work?
Yes, you are 100% right. This was just a pilot study, and it wasn't in a large number of people. This is just a way for us to see whether or not it was encouraging. So a next step would to be do this in a much larger population, say in several hundred people, and to actually add some more objective tests, like that 6-minute walk test, to see how it might impact a person's function as well. So that's actually what we're looking to do, and more specifically, we were looking to do this actually in veterans.
Hmm.
Yeah. They happen to be a very challenged population for pain, probably not surprising to a lot of people. And they have a huge amount of lower back pain. And the Veterans Administration is very open to complementary and integrative approaches and actually incorporate that in a lot of the VA sites. So they're very interested in self-care options for their veterans. So that's an area that we've been very excited to be working with that group and hope to be able to do a larger study with them.
Yeah, absolutely. So is this something that our listeners could try without professional guidance, or how does this work? I mean, do you need like an acupressurist or a physician or someone to teach you this technique, or what do you think?
So, no, you don't. You don't need a licensed acupuncturist or oriental medicine doctor or even a physician to teach this to a person. We actually have an app that's available in Google Play and the Apple Store that people can download if they want, that actually shows a person how to do the points. So that's kind of more the high-tech version if a person wants it. And we also have just emailed many, many people just a sheet showing them where the points are with a very simplistic description, and people have used it that way as well. So it really takes a very minimal amount of training to be able to do that.
Okay. What's the name of the app?
Sure. It's called Me Time Acupressure.
Okay. M-E Time?
Yeah, M-E Time. Exactly. And it's all one word. we actually got that from focus groups. That's what they said they wanted the acupressure app to be called.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's nice. Well, and I suppose since it doesn't involve invasive procedures and it's just pressing with a person's own strength, there's not a lot of danger of somebody hurting themselves.
Yeah, it's very minimal. If people push too hard, they can definitely cause bruising. But just to let you know that even when we did our larger study, we had a very low percentage of bruising. We just tell people, like, if you're beginning to bruise, back off. You do not need to do that hard. We also tell people, like, they can use a pencil eraser, in particular, like, one of the big pencil erasers you would give to, like, a kindergartner to help them to stimulate the points if they want to have, like, a little bit more control and give their fingers or their thumb a rest. And that seems also to be very helpful so that people can do it with minimal discomfort and low chance of bruising.
Hmm. Great ideas. This just sounds like such an interesting avenue.
Yeah, I mean, I think all self-care is an interesting avenue, but we really love the acupressure because it's just a nice way to sit down, give yourself, you know, maybe a half an hour a day for self-care for 6 weeks, and you can have multiple positive benefits from it.
Absolutely. Susie, in the time we have left, tell us a little bit about what integrative family medicine is. What's integrative medicine?
Certainly. Integrative family medicine, or integrative medicine, I'll first say in general, is incorporating the best evidence-informed information from what we consider traditional medicine, like surgery, medications, and procedures, with things that people might traditionally think as complementary, whether it be acupuncture, massage, chiropractic, and dietary supplements. So we actually take the evidence base, like randomized clinical trials that have been done on those, and we kind of offer that to our patients in combination. So if they come into us with a disorder, say like depression, we talk to them and say, yes, you could do medication, or maybe you want to actually do dietary supplement or change your diet, work on exercise and sleep. So it really just kind of combines the best of both worlds.
Mm-hmm. And it sounds like you look at the more of the whole person. That'd be accurate?
Oh, definitely. I mean, family medicine in general looks at the whole person. But in integrative family medicine, we're really sitting there and talking to them about, you know, mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical aspects of their illness, and we'll say their wellness journey as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much. We really, really appreciate you telling us about this, Susie, and look forward to learning more.
Oh, great. Thank you so much for having me.